Accused of stealing over $12 million, these four men are facing a variety of charges, including grand larceny, identity theft, and falsifying business records, while holding various positions here at the Island Child Development Center, one of the largest providers of special education services for preschoolers with disabilities.
It's alleged that they diverted that $12 million to their own personal use and to their families.
52-year-old Ira Kerman was the former executive director of the private, not-for-profit company. 56-year-old Rabbi Samuel Hiller is the assistant director. 50-year-old Roy Hoffman served as an independent auditor, and 41-year-old Daniel Laniato, investigators say, was a self-described investor who's accused of cashing more than $1 million in agency checks. But Rabbi Hiller, seen here hiding his face after he left court after posting $500,000 bail, is accused by prosecutors of diverting $8 million to several religious schools and camps not affiliated with the Island Child Development Center and were not eligible for education funds.
What they're saying is he is the top person in an organization where there's a substantial amount of missing funds, and it's the type of situation that requires us getting to the bottom of the situation.
State investigators also allege that Roy Hoffman's home here in Woodmere was redesigned with $300,000 that was illegally diverted. Ira Kerman, seen here in the gray jacket, and who was the executive director of Island Child Development, is accused by prosecutors of allegedly making $143,000 in loans to members of the community and allegedly received goods and services related to a daughter's wedding and his son's bar mitzvah.
This money was earmarked for preschoolers 3 to 5 years of age, special ed kids with disabilities.
Rabbi Hiller, who broke down in court, again hit his face as he hurried from the courthouse, not answering questions about the serious charges against him.
I think he's very uncomfortable being here and just broke down.
The district attorney's office has also initiated a civil action against the four men in hopes of recouping as much of this money as possible. Reporting live at Kew Gardens, Tim Fleischer, Channel 7.